Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in! You are tuned in to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army wives. Our life, our family, our soldier. Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army wives, by Army wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more. Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hey there, Army families. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Betsy Raines. Today is Monday, February 27th, 2017, and this is show number 598. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Almost to 600. Exciting. Well, tonight on AWTR, our featured guest is Berica Edwards, founder and CEO of Oh Yeah. Oh Yeah is a social enterprise that equips service members and military spouses with career planning tools, education, and remote internships to compete in the civilian job market. You can connect with Oh Yeah on the web by going to ohyah.com. That's spelled OweYaa.com. And on social media by going to Twitter at Oh Yeah and on Facebook at Oh Yeah. Again, that's spelled OweYaa.
And if you're listening to our show live, join our fun show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guest, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core Team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and be sure to use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by your AWN Core Team. We are a dedicated group of volunteers that are passionate about empowering you in this military life. Get to know us through our bios on ArmyWifeNetwork.com, or you can follow each of us individually on Twitter. Get a behind-the-scenes look into our Army lives, too. We're just like you. Hey, Betsy, we were just chatting a little bit before the show, and I thought before we move on, let's catch up a bit. You'd shared that your husband has been deployed for a while now, right? It's like several months. How's things been going on the home front for you?
Yeah, so it was 9 months. It was actually about 6 months longer than we were expecting. So that was a huge adjustment. But things have been going great so far. Granted, he hasn't even been home for 24 hours yet. But we've just
so
been very upfront.
He
did, yeah. So that's the huge
Yay.
Plus there. But we've just been very upfront about the transition and reintegration period and understanding that things aren't going to go perfectly and 100% smoothly. And so that's just,
right.
It's been a huge weight off of everyone's shoulders by not setting super high expectations.
Right. Now, he came home last night, and but let's, if you don't mind, can we talk a little bit about how life for you was during deployment? Like, do you have children or?
Yeah,
you know,
so I have two stepsons. My oldest lives with us, and so preparing for that transition has been an ongoing discussion now for several months.
Right.
And then just being in charge of everything for the course of those 9 months has definitely been a learning curve for sure.
Right.
But we've
was
gotten
this
some
your
great
first
experience.
Deployment? With
second,
your
but my first with
second.
My
okay.
stepson.
Wow. So that
still,
probably was
still
a
very
change.
Different. It was, yes.
do you mind, just out of curiosity, because you know how I am. I've got to ask lots of questions. I'm always curious about everybody. How was this deployment different for you than your last deployment? I mean, you added a stepson to the mix, but did you still, like, stay near the post that he was deployed from, or did you go home, or how was that different for you?
So the last time, it was a year, and I was in Texas by myself. My family is in Pennsylvania, and I just decided to stay here. I was in grad school. It was challenging because a couple weeks in, and I had a pipe burst in my front yard, and, you know, the whole nine yards there. But at the same time, it was easier because I was only responsible for myself. So even though this deployment was shorter, it was a different kind of challenge because I wasn't just being responsible for myself and my own mental and physical and spiritual well-being, but I was also trying to take my stepsons into account as well.
Right. So, and you stay pretty busy every time I see you, run into you, because we happen to both be at the same post right now. So that's been a neat blessing, and gotten to be friends. And you're also one of the leaders in the youth group my children attend. So that has been really neat. So I know that you stay pretty busy, but still, you know, how do you have any tips for just surviving a deployment that you would share?
Mm.
I'm putting you on the
spot. I know. I was so much information to pick up. Take it a day at a time and take care of yourself. That was a huge thing for me in both deployments. I allowed myself to get burned out either with school or work or, all of the different ways I volunteer, and just wasn't taking care of myself because I wanted to take care of the bottom line. So taking care of yourself
is a huge
thing.
You know, that is a good word. I didn't mean to interrupt there, but that's a really good word, that whether we're in the middle of a deployment or even just Army wives or what, in whatever circumstance we're in, we often overlook self-care, you know, and it's sort of like when you're on an airplane and they tell you that when the mask drops down, you know, if there's engine trouble or something, the mask drops down. The flight attendant instructs us to put the mask on ourselves first before we try to help, like, our children that's with us. And yet, I mean, that makes sense because if we can't breathe, we can't help anybody else. It's kind of the same in life. You know, it's not being selfish to take some time and do what we need to do to recharge our batteries and just not get overextended. You know, I think there's a lot of pressure to do, and take care of others and to perform, that we get overextended and we forget we need to take care of ourselves, and it's okay to take care of ourselves, you know, give ourselves permission to do that.
Absolutely, yes. We do so often, I think especially as military spouses, think that we have to carry the world on our shoulders and always, you know, have our chin up and just everything is great. And that is not always the case. And so just learning to acknowledge to ourselves, but also to others as well, and reaching out and asking for help, because people, you know, don't read minds as much as we would like them to.
Right. Good point, you know, because I think I'm guilty of this, of seeing somebody else, and I think they're so together. They've got it all together. They've got it all worked out. They don't need my help. In fact, I'm probably needing theirs, you know, feeling inferior, when really most of us need each other. I'm going to dare say we all need each other in some way. And just don't hesitate to reach out and say, hey, you know, it doesn't mean you're weak. It just means you just need a breather. It's okay to ask for help, you know, ask for someone to, you know, safe to help with the kids or to just lean on, to talk to and say, hey, I just need an ear. I've done that before. I've told a friend and said, you know, I just need to just unload. Just
absolutely.
It doesn't mean anything. I just need to get it all out and then I'll be fine. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's okay to just ask for help.
Yes,
absolutely right.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, and in military lifestyle, we often don't have our family close by. And so it's important to reach out and make our own surrogate family. At the same time, I know you recently had family visiting, right?
Right. Yes. My daughter that is from Kansas, and my older daughter, and her husband and my grandbaby, who's 6 months old, they got to come down and stay a week. And I got to hug on my grandbaby. So my whole life was just made that whole week.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I just love my grandbaby. And I am that grandma that, you know, I always thought, they posted another picture of their grandchild, and now here I am. I am that grandma.
You can't point fingers or throw stones anymore.
Nope. I am that grandma. Shameless, but yeah. But it was a great week, and it's very needed. I'm still getting used to, I'm still fairly new. I'm 5 years into being an
mm-hmm.
Army wife. And, I'm often surrounded by other wives who have been in much longer and are much more seasoned. And so for me, it's still an adjustment to be that far away from I have two older daughters that stayed behind in Kansas when I moved to Oklahoma and then to Texas. And so this is a new experience for me, getting used to that.
Yes.
Now getting used to having a grandbaby that's I'm having to watch grow up on Skype. So and my new granddaughter, she's 7, but she was adopted last year. Yay! But she's been in my life since she was 2, so that was exciting. So 2016 was very exciting for our family. So,
mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for Skype.
Yes,
it's almost
yes,
like being
absolutely.
There. You just can't kiss their fuzzy little heads and give them a hug. But
right.
At least I can read stories to my granddaughter and coo and grandbaby and stay connected that way. But it is time for us to switch gears a little bit and talk about
mm-hmm.
our hot topics this week. So, hot military family news, it's scholarship season. And some important scholarship deadlines are looming for military children and spouses. Many scholarship opportunities are available from spouse clubs, military and veteran service organizations, as well as many other groups. A good place to start is Scholarships for Service, a free search engine developed by the Fisher House Foundation. You can find them online at search.militaryscholar.org. A popular scholarship for Army spouses is the Army Emergency Relief Scholarship Program, which closes April 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern. The scholarships for spouses and children of soldiers are based on financial need, and award amounts vary each year based on the number of applicants, the total approved scholarship budget, and other factors. For more information and eligibility requirements, visit www.aerhq.org. Click on Apply for Scholarship, then click Spouse or Child. Find the story in its entirety at militarytimes.com and look for the article Deadlines Looming for Military Family Scholarships.
And hot on AWN this week, the Army Wife Network recently welcomed Rachel Leah as the newest contributor to the AWN blog. Her first post Oh, the Places You'll Go highlights a lot of what Rachel has experienced as a male spouse over the last 6 years. Becoming an Army wife at a young age has taught Rachel not only many things about the military, but also about life itself. She blogs, "Volunteering is the most rewarding feeling. Giving my time to others is something that drives me, and I hope to volunteer more in the future. I was previously an FRG leader, and I love to round up my friends and plan other events together. Now, Rachel is a stay-at-home mother with two beautiful little ladies and one who will arrive in May. Welcome to the Army Wife Network contributor team, Rachel Leah. To read more about Rachel's story as a military wife and mother, head over to armywifenetwork.com and check out our blog section. So to read more, go to armywifenetwork.com and look up, Oh, the Places You'll Go.
And in social media roundup time, part of the Army spouse life is experiencing long periods of separation from our soldiers. Last week, Army Wife Network asked our Facebook fans to share ways that you stay connected with your spouse when he or she is away at training, TDY, or deployment. Chime in on this discussion and share your tips for staying connected by visiting our Facebook page and leave a comment. Hey, Betsy, we were just talking about your husband and his recent deployment. What are some ways that you stayed connected with him while he was gone?
Well, we did a lot of chatting, sometimes using Facebook Messenger or we have a bunch of different apps that we would use to do that. But honestly, my favorite is just good old-fashioned letter writing. That was really one of the highlights. We would take pictures, send them to each other. I have one of those little Polaroid, the instant cameras, and so I could take pictures of our dogs and just send them in the mail.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've kind of, in this age of technology, we've overlooked how special it is to get a written card or note or a physical, like I'm a photographer, but I'm guilty of most of it being online, you know, or like in the computer. It's not like printed out. I don't print it out very often. And I cherish the photos that I have that are printed out, and those are the ones I flip through. It's more fun to flip through a photo album than it is even if an album on like an iPad or something. So I think that's really cool, because those are things that you can keep and look back on years later after he's retired, and just special times. So my husband... Yeah, thankfully his the last deployment after we were married, he was not real long. I say not real long, but a couple months. But he was still in the dinosaur age, speaking of technology. And so he still had a flip phone back then. He has since upgraded. I'm not sure I like that now, but... So we had to stay connected by, he would get on the Red Cross phone there and call me or email or, you know, things like that, Facebook messages. So that was interesting. So, but anyway, looks like it's time to move on to our next segment. Betsy, tell us about our PSA this week.
So last but not least, it is public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show, and we ask for them at least 10 days in advance. So send your PSA to info@armywifenetwork.com. The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives. And that's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is our new 6th Gen, bringing you the Need to Know stories. And we'll be right back.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details. It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Welcome back to AWTR. We have our News 6 Jen on the line bringing us information about a new project she's been working on for our Army Wife Network blog. Jen, what have you got for us?
Hi, Crystal and Betsy. My newest project is AWN's Spring Fling Guide 2017. It features events and festivals taking place at each stateside Army post and in the surrounding communities. All of the events are free, low cost, or offer military discounts. They are also family friendly, and every event is geared towards kids or has a kid zone or activities for children. Each event features a short blurb that tells the date, times, locations, and some of the activities that will be offered there. There's also a link for each event that will lead to websites with more information.
Jen, that sounds great. Can you give us some more details, like how many bases are included in your guide or the time span for the events? And then also for community events, what's the average distance that someone would have to travel from post to attend the event?
The guide covers 47 Army posts and 34 recruiting command centers in 36 states and Washington, D.C. The time span for the events is March to May of 2017, although most of them are in April and May. I tried to find at least one event taking place on post and one or two events that will be held in the communities close to the base. The average distance for the community events is no more than 5 or 10 miles. I tried my best to find events taking place in the community immediately outside the post, but for some of the more remote posts, like Dugway Proving Ground in Utah or Toby Hanna Army Depot in Pennsylvania, the nearest local event is 20 miles away.
I have to admit, I'd never heard of Toby Hanna, but I am so excited for this guide. I know you've been working on this project for quite a while. What resources did you use to find the events and festivals that you featured?
For the events taking place on post, I relied heavily on the MWR website for each post or the MWR Facebook page for that post. The community events were a little tougher to find. I've read many, many local newspapers online and Chamber of Commerce websites.
Jen, can you give us an idea of what kind of events are included in your guide?
Well, because it's a spring event guide, there are lots of Easter egg hunts and Earth Day festivals. But there are also festivals for all kinds of things from maple syrup to kites, cherry blossoms to crawfish.
Oh, wow. So what events can I expect for the Fort Hood area?
There are three events near Fort Hood that are on the guide. The Easter Extravaganza will be April 15th at Carl Levine Park in Harker Heights. The Blumen Temple Festival will be held in downtown Temple, Texas on April 28th and 29th. And the Rabbit Fest will be at Copperas Cove City Park, May 18th through the 21st.
That is really good to know. And the Easter Extravaganza, let me just say, gets super busy, but it's a lot of fun. So why did you decide to put together the Spring Events Guide?
Well, I think that one of the best parts of Army life is exploring the communities around the post where you are stationed. Going to an event or festival is a great way to meet new people and experience a new area of the country or culture that you might not be familiar with. Being a veteran Army spouse, I know how hard it can be to PCS to a new duty station and be occupied with unpacking and finding a dentist for your kids and a good place to get your hair cut. It's easy to get caught up in all of those day-to-day things and not have time to check out your new MWR or find a local Facebook page with community events. I wanted to make it a little bit easier for spouses to find those community events.
Oh, that's so true. And I also think that this would be a great guide for families that are getting ready to PCS to a new duty station. I know that I got a sneak peek, and for instance, I started looking up where we're possibly heading next, and so just to see what they have there. But you can find out all sorts of events and festivals that will be held at your next duty station, maybe even plan on attending one of them, depending on how close your PCS is. Do you have plans for more of these guides?
I'm planning on making 4 guides a year, 1 for each season. This guide for spring will be available on the AWN website under blogs on March 1st. The summer guide will be out at the beginning of June.
Jen, thanks so much for putting this guide together. It sounds like it's really going to be a great resource for our readers, and it's clear that you have put a lot of time and effort into this resource. Listeners, stay tuned for our interview with Barika Edwards from Oh Yeah! After this short commercial break.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Betsy Raines. Tonight, we have with us social entrepreneur Barika Edwards, CEO and founder of Oh Yeah! Barika comes from a military family. Her career has been dedicated to promoting diversity and inclusion in the creative sector, and she is now bridging opportunities for military spouses and service members, both in service, reserve, or retired to the creative and tech sector through Oh Yeah!
Barika shares that her desire is to help everyone discover their true talents with education to succeed in their best fit career and get matched with employers to demonstrate their skills and expand their network. She is proud that Oh Yeah! focuses on connecting service members and spouses in the tech and creative sector because she feels that it's important to ensure there is diversity and unity in the global innovative society. Barika also produces and hosts the Arts and Culture radio program, Artsy Fartsy Show. AFS is a nonprofit project on public radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. And she plays the piccolo and flute. Welcome to the show, Barika.
Hi, I'm so glad. It's kind of exciting to be on this side of the mic.
Well, we're so glad to have you on. First, I wanted to ask you real quick, are we pronouncing your name correctly?
It's Barika.
Barika, okay. Betsy had it right. I had it wrong. My apologies.
No problem.
Well, let's jump right in and get started. Would you tell us a bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight?
Sure. I am actually calling from New York City. We are based in New York City. Our team is, we're remote. My co-founder is in service, and he is based in Georgia. And we have a new co-founder who is also a military spouse, and she works with me here from New York.
Okay.
So you guys are spread out all over the place, at least, but on the East Coast.
Yep, mostly on the East Coast.
Yeah. Okay.
Before he is stationed on the West Coast.
Oh, true. Yes, I guess active. You never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So, Brika, could you explain to us a little bit about how OYA works?
Yes, I would love to. So OYA is a platform that is connecting military spouses, active, reserve, and retired service members to education to build their careers and build new skill sets, as well as expand their current skill sets into direct civilian work on our platform. And we also match to remote internships so that you can build your network regardless of where you are in the world.
Oh,
and
wow.
On our platform, you sign up for an account. It's free for all military community members. And you identify the things that you that are your passions, and we will start to match you with an educational plan that's personalized to you and a career plan that goes over not only just what you need to do, where your gaps are in education or your gaps are in experience, but also how to continue networking within your community or without outside of your community, because we are in a very rapidly changing job industry, and we also do online onboarding process where we talk to you about where your skills are. We do this because we want to match you to employers that you would perform an internship with that is a great fit. So not only are you getting direct mentorship and being able to build your portfolio and resume with competitive work experience, which is so critical because it's a lot of as how HR is changing drastically and it's becoming more performance-based. So if you have performance on your resume, it's much more important for you to be more competitive and being able to nail the interview process or nail the second interview process in that process. So we want to make sure that we're connecting you to people who you can foster that relationship with them, and either they'll hire you directly or because it's an industry that you may be interested in, they'll connect you with somebody else that they know is also hiring.
Oh, wow. So, really provides a really broad range of services and helps connect us with potential employers. What are some ways that we can connect with potential employers online?
So that's the beauty of OYA, and that's the beauty for OYA on both the employer side and the candidate side, is that we do all the legwork, kind of like your matchmaker that's making the match. So we match on the candidate side and on the employer side. So we don't use resumes. We use specifically our profile. So you're not worrying about translating MOS, language. It's solely on the skills that you have already shown that you've already had through either the education or that your prior experience. So we matchmake, and it's based on what we've talked about in our onboarding process. And so we match you together, and then from there you can take your experience that you did during the internship and then apply it to your resume.
I love that. That sounds so much more organic.
Mm-hmm.
So based on what you've shared so far, if I or anyone else, if we're looking at OYA and thinking about making a profile – and comparing that to all the other websites and organizations that are out there, how does OYA expand our career options?
Yes. So, for example, I've been thinking about a lot of careers in writing because a lot of military spouses are excellent writers. We love to blog and love to connect with others, and it's a great career. There's lots of careers in tech that require writing. Like I'm constantly writing, and there's a lot of non-technical careers in tech. So you could be a community manager, for example. You could be a brand writer or a copywriter. You could do public relations and communications and marketing or digital marketing, where you're doing social media management or and composing the inside sales things. So what we will do is we'll take your interest. So if your interest is writing, we'll further let you discover some of the verticals within writing. And then from those, you will define your three tracks, your three career tracks. So maybe you have a deep interest in finance because you went to college and you have your BA in finance and economics. So we'll look at that. Maybe you also have a side interest where you're really active in your CrossFit community. So we'll look at that. We'll match you to those industries within that because you may want to be a writer that's writing blogs about finance, but you really don't want to do social media for your CrossFit community, kind of a CrossFit type of job or a sports app. You may find your niche is actually in finance and that you want to grow in that vertical. So that's how we defined and how we figure out what's the best fit for you. And then there's a lot of feedback coming back to us that the next internship, we're able to further expose you to other industries and other verticals. And maybe you decide you don't want to do content management where you're blogging for a financial firm, but you want to go into doing more analytical work for that financial firm and utilizing your BA. The beauty about OYA is that we primarily focus on remote internships, and we do that because as the tech industry is exploding, a lot of tech jobs are remote. A lot of companies do have remote team members on their staff full time. So we don't want to limit you to your locale. So if you are and, for example, from our hometown in Wisconsin, you can work with a company that's in the Valley in California or work within New York City in the Silicon Alley here. So you could still work with different companies and not be so limited by your locale. The other thing that we do, why we do that, and when my co-founder and I were first thinking about OYA before we did an in-depth study with West Point, we wanted to think about what are the challenges that service members are facing when they leave the military. And so we decided to target active service members so that you develop those relationships with employers before you leave service. So then you know where to locate. You know where to begin to source your resources. So if you develop that relationship six to three months before you leave, you know where you're going to move. You know you've already developed that strong relationship with that employer with that internship.
Wow. So you kind of touched on it briefly, but could you maybe expand on a little bit more? Why does OYA focus on tech and creative sector education and work experience?
Yeah, I would love to. I do briefings once in a while, and a briefing I did recently, I showed a picture of Otto. Have you ever heard of Otto? O-T-T-O.
No, I have not. Have you, Betsy?
No, it doesn't sound familiar.
So Otto is this startup company that was acquired by Uber, and Otto is basically, it's a technology that self-drives truck drivers. So it's a self-driving logistics truck. So think of your rigs and put that as a driverless truck. And Otto drives cross-country. So it's not like Uber is doing the testing in Pittsburgh with the driverless cars. But it has expanded into more areas than that. So Uber, it has the technology. They own the technology for getting us moving and more than just from door to door, but now from cross country. So that's why we focus on tech, because jobs are rapidly disappearing that used to exist, especially the jobs that we've depended on when we come back home from service and after retirement. So I think that's why we want to focus on that. And then the study is 30% of the jobs that we'll have in the future that the children who are 18 and under will have not been created yet today. So if you think about that, that means 30% of the jobs that we know today, things that we've, you know, might take for granted that you would never need to do. Like, who's going to cook for me? I always cook for myself. Why would I ever think of automating cooking? But cooking is being automated, or even just thinking of a receptionist. We went to my co-founder Marie and I went to an office last week, and I said, Marie, look, there's no receptionist. And we had to put our information in, take a picture. And even a receptionist job has been replaced by technology. So this is why we focus on tech, because this is where everything is moving. And it's not always a coding job. There are people who need to do other things. There are people that need to do the design. Graphic designers can go into UX design, which is basically creating the interface of what something looks like. It's still graphic design, but it's more thinking about the usability of how things are laid out. And so there's so many jobs that are available for military spouses to take on and use their current skills and transfer them in very easily into the tech sector, just with a little bit more training. But also it's a lot of just getting work experience and getting into the sector, because the sector is quite tight knit. So once you're in, it's very easy to continue to remain in the industry, because it's a very tight knit community. And once you work for one company, you can get referred to another company, or they'll be able to recognize, oh, you worked for ABC company. Yeah, come on over. let's talk about, you know, you working for our company.
Wow, so that's fascinating. It sounds like you are very forward-focused in honing in on the industry that's going to really benefit our military families and veterans the most, as well as continuing with that tight-knit community that we already experience, just being involved with the military and then translating that culture into the tech community.
Yeah.
So you touched on this a little bit, but just to kind of help set OEA apart from other organizations out there, why do you match based on the candidate/employer mutual goals there for a culture fit?
Well, that's actually one of the biggest things that are really dear and near to my heart about why. So it is a tight-knit community, and diversity is a huge challenge, but it's a challenge that the tech community is wanting to embrace. And so there's this term called culture that you usually will run into, and it can be a huge, like, wall that can prohibit people from entering, both on the veteran side and on the military spouse side. I've heard so many stories from military spouses that are on our platform that they weren't working in a tech company, but they've had issues where an employer would discriminate against them because they thought they wouldn't fit their culture. So that's why we fit based on that, because we want to encourage, because it's a lot about educating employers to know, yes, military spouses do fit within your culture. Veterans and service members do fit within your culture, and you need them because this. And don't forget, you got to work with Ashley. And so if you don't hire Ashley, or Ashley wants to go down another vertical than your what you're focusing on, at least you know that the next person that comes to your door or puts their information into your ATS, you'll make sure that your ATS system, your applicant tracking system, is able to not throw away their resume, but are able to actually trigger their resume, that you'll be able to interview them. But not only that, but also know what questions to ask and how to engage with them on a professional level and not use military experience as a way to discriminate against them. And that's one of the things that are most important to us, and even how our company is structured, even though we're still early. We're a company of a service member, a military spouse, and me, I'm a CV or a civilian. So we want them, and we're very diverse. We have different ages, vast different ages, but still incredibly passionate for making sure that there's diversity and that civilians and military members and military spouses can work together collectively to bring great ideas.
Marika, in a minute we need to take a quick break, but I wanted to take a second and ask you what is social entrepreneurship?
I would love to. Should I do that after the break?
That would be great. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, let's chat about social entrepreneurship and touch more on internships. Sound great?
Okay, love to.
Listeners, don't forget, if you're listening to our show live right now, the AWN Core team is hanging out in Twitter chat. Join in the conversation and ask questions of our guests by going to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. Make sure to click on the live tab to get real-time chat updates. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment. Life as a military spouse is full of challenges. Maintaining an upbeat attitude will go a long way in helping you weather all its ups and downs. Last month, I shared with you some of the many benefits of nurturing a positive outlook through the use of daily affirmations. This month, I thought I would share a few affirmations to get you started toward developing a healthier, more positive view. Start your day off by repeating these phrases aloud. I embrace my life and live every day to the fullest. I love who I am and strive to take care of myself. I forgive myself and others for past mistakes. I am confident and content. I am strong and resilient. I am patient with myself and my loved ones. These are just a few suggestions to get you going. I encourage you to sit down and write out affirmations that speak into your own life and current circumstances. Remember, the journey to a healthier, more positive you begins when you take the first step. This is Crystal Niehoff, owner and commander of AWN, and this Affirmation Minute has been brought to you by your friends at Army Wife Network.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Berica Edwards, founder and CEO of Oh Yeah. Before we went to break, Berica, you were getting ready to explain to us what social entrepreneurship is.
I would love to, and I hope I encourage other folks to become social entrepreneurs. So social entrepreneurship is where you solve a societal issue or issue that is really important that needs to be solved, that it could be something that government tries to solve or nonprofit tries to solve, but you want to use a business solution because it's not a problem that one group of people need to solve. So unemployment is not a problem that military members need to solve. The military community does not need to solve it because we all benefit from what the military community gives to us as citizens. So it's our responsibility to solve this problem. And using business solutions is a great way to solve the problem and to encourage the problem and not have the limitations that a nonprofit may have. For example, I have a dear friend who's also part of my fellowship program. She's a military spouse, and she is also a social entrepreneur as well, and her company is called Well Events, and she's using a business solution to help encourage people to have a wellness life, instead of, and especially within the military spouse community, to think about yourself and to bring make sure that you're taking care of yourself first. So it's so incredibly important to think about solutions in that way, because then you're not strapped by funding, which I love nonprofit work. I've done a lot of nonprofit work, but sometimes when you're only looking for the similar pool of funding, your mission can go off course. And you're only doing things because it is aligned with that funder's program and actually costs more in the end. I have to tell you, if we had gone down a nonprofit chain instead of where we're going down as social entrepreneurs, we wouldn't have been able to make the impact or pivot when we need to and be as flexible as we need to meet the needs of our candidates as well as our employers, to make sure that we're making a huge benefit in the military community that we want to make.
So that's some incredible info to have. Thank you for sharing that. Brica, let's chat a little bit about internships. So can you explain to us why you focus on remote internships in particular, and how they can help us be successful?
So it's funny thing enough. Our company advisor, she said, you know, it's so funny that when you're working and volunteering, and I know that somebody else talked about volunteering earlier in the program. When you're volunteering, somehow it's like almost like a law of attraction, but work comes your way. But when you're interning, you are also filling those gaps that you may have on your resume, because you can fill those in. And I know that gaps on your resume between employment can really cause employers to have a red flag. So it's important to do internships. Also, internships help you to remain sharp on your skills, help you to remain connected in what is happening in the industry, as well as exposes you to new approaches, especially in a market where everything is changing so rapidly and trying to keep up, be it in tech or in a brick-and-mortar type of job. Everybody is trying to maintain and keep connected with what's happening. Even I've gotten a little bit behind. Like, I looked at Snapchat, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm officially too old because I don't get the Snapchat yet, but like, it's that kind of thing.
One.
Like, oh God, yes. So you get what I mean. Like, so if I were to, I need to do an internship so I know how to Snapchat. So you want to keep your skills up to date, keep your skills relevant. And also the fact that internships are great for connecting. One of the things that I also love about what we do is we cultivate a mid-project, a conversation. So we give you a prompt, and we give the employer a prompt based on our conversation. So an example, the prompt that we gave to one of our candidates, he actually got hired, and he continues to work remotely with the company, was to have the company ask him about his intel experience in the Navy and how he was able to give reports and what was his process So that way the employer knew how to ask questions that are relevant to the civilian civilian work experience that is also related to the military work experience, and so that he could shine. And I also had him ask her a question because she was trying to innovate the way that advertising was done on Madison Avenue, and to look at it and reframe advertising in a whole new way. So they actually got to do, instead of doing it over the phone, because we definitely require people to do some more face-to-face as much as possible, even though remote, they actually met each other together in New York. So he flew from Ohio to New York, and he was also part of this big, huge meeting with their company. In that case, it's actually really kind of cool because not only did he get to do the internship remotely and he worked on his own time on the project, but the client that he was working for on the project was so impressed that that he was on their team that helped the company as well. So that's why he's still working with them.
Cool. Now, I'm kind of curious, other than learning how to Snapchat, I have a college degree. Should I consider interning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Learning never ends, and building your network never ends. So if you have a college degree, maybe you want to go down a different vertical. Maybe you want to explore utilizing, maybe you have a license, and this is something that I know that it's really important. If you have a license and you're moving to another state and it doesn't, your license, you have to renew your license within that state. For example, maybe you have a license in clinical therapy. Maybe we match you with a company that is focused on therapy, but using an app to do that. And you help develop the curriculum around that therapy app. So you're still utilizing your passion for helping people with wellness and through therapy, but going down a slightly different route and maybe it might be a perfect fit for you until you're able to settle down to continue practicing your therapy practice. Or maybe it's something that it's a great fit for you to continue to find new methodologies of therapy. Maybe you become an expert in that area because you're able to think and reframe things in a new way and under this new circumstance.
That is awesome, mainly because I have my intern license as a therapist, and I had never considered what you just shared. So thank you for sharing that.
I'll give you some, I will give you some tips afterwards on where you should start looking. You should start creating, well, I'll give it to everybody. You should start creating accounts on angel.co because we have everybody create an account. Make sure you have your LinkedIn account up to date. We require everybody to have a LinkedIn account and make sure that it's up to date. Make sure that you have your picture on it, and it's a professional picture on your LinkedIn. And then connect with your local community. Go to meetups. Meet companies that are working in mental health and that are working in wellness, and chat with them. Have informational interviews, which is also one of the things that we walk you through on the platform. Where did you go and network? We keep you accountable to those things. Who did you do an informational interview with? What did you learn about that company? What did you observe? Is that a company that you want to work with? Because you don't want to work for somewhere where it's like the perfect fit, like what they do wise, but maybe it's not the perfect fit people wise. So angel.co is a great space to look for companies. And people in network and LinkedIn.
Okay, and you kind of already touched on this. But aside from keeping our LinkedIn profiles up to date with professional photos, registering at angel.co and that sort of thing, what other tips or advice can you give us just in regard to building our resumes and portfolios?
Oh, absolutely. Make sure that you're monitoring your online presence. So you want to make sure that you have, and if you have an interest in building a thought leadership, especially if you're in a non-technical role, so if you're a marketer or if you're in even sometimes in sales, not necessarily, if you are interested in graphic design, it's so critical to build a portfolio. And there are a couple websites to do that. There's Behance. It's one that comes right off the top of my head. You can also create a .me account, which is like your own personal website. Squarespace has websites for pretty inexpensive. And you want to create that kind of thought leadership and that kind of expertise around you where you can point people to. And you can also put it on your LinkedIn page. Another way that you might want to think about considering is if you are a web developer or if you do WordPress, if you do blog, if you continue to build your skills and learn more about some of the back-end development of WordPress, that's a great career as well. You could be a WordPress developer. And create a GitHub for if you are a web developer. And if you're a graphic designer, start thinking about other areas of graphic design that you can go into, or maybe get an updated skill set in informational design, where you can disseminate large data sets of information and then put them into a graphic and be able to communicate graphically. Information that's very complex. So there are a couple of courses on that. And that's one of the most hardest things that I've found, that it was really difficult for people to do. But if you can do that, you are on your way. We had a military spouse that was able to do that on her internship, and she was also hired by that company because they were a financial firm. And she had her MBA in business and her BA in graphic design, and her passion is graphic design, so it was a perfect fit for her.
Awesome. So where can our listeners go to learn more about OEF?
You can follow us on social media. We're on all social media except Snapchat. So OEA.com, which is OEYAA, like we owe ya. OEYAA. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. We're starting to build our Instagram. And our website is OEYAA. So OEYA is your battle cry, and we owe it to our service members and our military spouses that give us so much and inspire me every day.
Thank you. What a great name. And Marika, this is such great information. Thank you for being our guest this evening and taking time out of your busy schedule. You know, job skills and obtaining employment is definitely something that's on the minds of many military spouses. So thank you about sharing, and thank you for creating OEA for us.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't have done it without, chatting with our spouses every day is something that I look forward to doing, and creating opportunities. It's just really is kind of what drives me.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too. Good night.
Night.
Good night. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to join us next week, March 6, 2017, when our featured guest will be Jackie Rio, sharing with us about the must-have guide to daycare for working parents. If you have children in daycare, you don't want to miss this show.
In the meantime, join us on armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors or follow along on any of our social media outlets, including Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wives Network's core team signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.